That's the sound of rioters in the Capitol, part of the evidence presented by the House impeachment managers as they seek to convict former President Donald Trump for his actions leading up to the January 6th insurrection. With a trial switching to the defense today, we spoke with Senator Ed Markey about what he's seen so far and what's the most damning evidence.
It was very clear from the video how close the rioters were to Mike Pence, how close they were to the House and Senate chamber that could have resulted in the assassination of Mike Pence or Nancy Pelosi, or put into serious jeopardy the lives of members of the House and Senate. Thank goodness the police worked very effectively and quickly to evacuate the members, but we could see from the video how close it was. And we can also see that even as Mike Pence was being hidden, that Donald Trump was tweeting that Mike Pence had not done the job to secure the election for Donald Trump.
But let me play devil's advocate. What do you say to skeptics in the public, and most importantly, at this moment in history in the Senate, who agree that the video and other evidence presented was horrible to watch, horrible to see, clearly violent, but who say it was the act of individuals who invaded the Capitol building on their own, not the work of Donald Trump, because while he may have inadvertently excited his supporters before the riot and over time before that day, he was not there and did not lead the group into the building.
It's very clear that it was not a group of individuals unrelated to the common message that had been created by Donald Trump. He had the intent to send that mob up to the Capitol. He had a motive of trying to stop the counting of the Electoral College votes, and he did so willfully, knowing what the consequences can be. And I think that Donald Trump has to take responsibility for the actions of that mob. He created the mob. He motivated the mob. He told the mob what he expected from them, and they went up to the Capitol. And so many of those insurrectionists said, "We were here because of Donald Trump. We were here because Donald Trump told us to be here."
What do you say to your Republican Senate colleagues who might be on the fence about voting to convict, or who clearly and simply will not take the vote in that way?
We have a constitutional oath that we have taken. If we, as the United States Congress, determine that a president has incited an insurrection against our country, we have a constitutional responsibility to convict Donald Trump. This is not just politics. This is something that was a fundamental violation of the United States Constitution. It was an impeachable offense. He must be convicted. He must be disqualified from holding future office.
But even though it did happen, you know that there are Republican colleagues of yours who say that now that Trump is out of office, he can't be convicted. It's unconstitutional to convict him.
Well, that would create, as the House impeachment managers made clear, a January exception, that any president would have a stay out of jail free card for January. And that is a very dangerous place to leave our country. And if we don't do this, then it will send the wrong signal to future leaders in our country and potentially to Donald Trump if he runs again.
I think I got to ask, based on what you just said, do you fear that Donald Trump will run again? Do you fear Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump is planning on running. I think that Donald Trump raised $250 million from the night that he lost the election until the inaugural of Joe Biden with the intent to get ready to run again. And when he has been organizing and inciting, it was all towards the intention of cementing his base, his right-wing base, inside of the Republican Party so that he will once again be the unquestioned leader to be the nominee in 2024. No doubt he's going to run. That's his business model. That's what he's all about.
Senator Ed Markey, thank you very much for speaking with us at the close of this incredibly busy week with another day of activity today in the Senate ahead of you. Thank you.
Glad to be with you, Bob. Thank you.